buggies and hitch up horses and.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was raised on a farm.
Where you hitch a double, two horse foot that goes in between, they call that a tongue. That's what he used to call it. And the thing that holds up the tongue, I can't say what they call it in English, but I know what they call it in German. Neckio. Neckio. I don't know, can you describe it like this? You know, they.
The yoke.
A yoke would be in English too. They have it around their collar, you know, you have a strap through there or a chain or something. A harness, I think. Yeah, hook that on, you know, to hold up that neck. Yeah, yeah. It's funny how many similar English and German words on many of them. What do you call that thing that you pound nails in with? Hammer. Okay, yeah. A little musical instrument that children play. You harp. Okay. Charm. Mm-hmm. A French harp. Okay. And another kind that, you hold between your teeth and pluck, that sort of twang?
That's a harp too.
Jew's harp. Okay. And if you fill up a bottle with stuff, and you know, you put a thing in the top of the bottle so it won't fall out, I mean, it won't spill out. This is to keep the wine or the water or whatever from spilling out.
Oh, cork.
Okay. And what's it made of? What can it be made of?
What can it be made of? Well, some bottles are closed with a glass cork, type of cork, and others are made of cork itself, you know, a regular cork.
Okay, okay. And what do nails come in if you buy a whole bunch?
Kegs.
Okay, and on the keg, it's got these wooden things, you know, and it's got these metal things that go around it. What do you call those metal things? Okay. What do you call the kind of skirts that women used to wear, like in the old South, that stood way out, you know, and they had to have a circular veil in it to hold the dress way out? You know, nobody could get within 3 feet of the person because
they were so full. They had to use the, hoop skirts.
Okay. when you carry the washing out, hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a...
Well, in a basket.
Okay. And if the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to screw in a new... What?
New bulb.
Okay, what kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
Okay. And what do you call... You're going to love this question. What do you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill to be ground at one time?
The amount.
Yeah.
A load.
Okay. Sounds good to me. On a wagon, so, or a wagon or a truck or whatever, if you don't have a full load, it's just part of the load, what would you call that part of the load?
Half load, I suppose.
Okay. Have you heard it called a jag?
No.
Okay. Have you heard it called a jag?
No.
Oh, when you go to the grocery store and the boy or whoever packs the groceries in a paper, what?
Bag.
Okay. And if you buy, 20 or 50 pounds of sugar, you get it in a what?
You also get it in a bag.
Okay. And what's it made out of, usually?
Paper.
Okay. Or it can be made out of what? What else?
Well, possibly burlap. I don't know that sugar's ever been in a burlap bag, though, has it? Plastic.
Used to just bring cloth in a sack.
Yes.
Very
bad.
One we make
dishcloth out of.
And
what? Sugar?
Sugar, yes.
I know flour bags.
Flour sacks.
Or flour sacks can be used for cup towels or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a sack and a bag, anyway? Or is it the same thing?